Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Normally it's Monday.
It's that time.
Lori was traveling yesterday, so we were lucky to be able to ask her to come back today.
Lori, we can have sexy time twice a week, you know. We don't have to just have it once a week.
That's
it
right.
It should be rote. We should spice things up.
We should. Time. By the way, you can always hear Lori's podcasts, and they are amazing, at Foreplay Radio. Do you know how to spell Foreplay?
Well, I'll figure it out.
Foreplay, not F-O-U-R.
No.
Okay, that'll take you somewhere else. Lori, welcome back.
Hello.
Hope right, Lori? We could have Monday and Tuesday. Imagine having sex on Monday and Tuesday.
And Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Oh, be still
sexy
my heart.
Time twice.
Life
but, you know, it's so busy right now with everybody.
It is.
For the holidays, getting over Thanksgiving.
It's a stressful time of year. So how do you stay amorous and connected with your loved one with all the craziness and the chaos?
You know, I thought about this and I thought that what we really need is some instant connections, and how do we do that without taking up too much time? And I think, you know, yeah, things get busy, and maybe we push sex aside a little bit, but we want to keep the mood. And so the first thing I'd like people to do is just take one moment and take a deep breath and just appreciate where you are, wherever you are. You know, if you're in a hurry, if you're in the middle of chaos, mm-hmm. if your family's visiting and fighting, you know, if it's difficult, if there's something, a party and you're enjoying yourself, just for 1 minute, let it all in. Because that practice of being present is what we really need to do in sex as well. You know, the research shows that being present in sex is what leads to the best sex ever. And so we can practice that every day, you know, even when we're not having sex. And if we do practice, then we know better how to push away the mental distractions when we're in bed with our partner.
I love that.
Interesting.
Yeah. I love that because there are so many distractions. Being present, though, it's a practice. Like, it's something
it
you have to work on every day.
Right.
In all aspects of life, not just sex.
And your yoga helps you with
that, honey,
right?
Honey, man, if I didn't have yoga, I would have killed you by now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so
grateful for yoga.
I didn't know that.
Yes, yeah.
You know, Lori, I had an interesting experience last night. It's been kind of stressful in my house. My children are traveling and whatnot. And so my husband, I was up late with my oldest daughter packing. And my husband comes in, and he knew I did not have time for him. And he accepted that last night. He knew he wasn't going to see me till about 1 in the morning.
Right.
And he came in, and he's helping my oldest shove all the stuff into her suitcase and trying to close it. And they had this, like, moment. And I knew he would rather be alone in our bedroom watching TV together. But it was hot. I was like, that is super sexy, watching him
pack?
Engage.
Watching him help your daughter.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And
be a good father and attentive to her. I get that.
Exactly. And I was thinking that, like, about the holidays. Like, your kids are all over you. Everybody's home from school. You know, you're home. So they're ever present, which means you don't have a lot of time alone. But it doesn't mean I couldn't feel an intimate moment.
That leads me to my second point, really, is that we need to commit to appreciation. And I think that's what you did, is in that moment, just spontaneously, you appreciated who he was, who he was as a father, and it touched you. You know, it made you feel connected.
Totally.
And that connection is really what we need to have the best sex ever as well. I mean, this gratitude that we can have for our partner, and that's what I would like people to do, is commit to appreciating your partner. Did you tell him?
You know, I honestly don't know
well,
that I got a chance
now.
To tell him.
He knows now.
Go home and tell him that seeing that really made you love him and feel like he was hot.
Right. Got me hot, babe. Take off all your clothes. No.
He'll be like, where can I pack some more?
let me help her more. Hold on. Give me another project.
I'm going to go home and help my wife pack. Didn't see that coming. But you're right. Right. Starting every day with gratitude, right? Be grateful for the things you have and the connections you have with people.
Yeah. This changes our brain. I mean, we actually know the research says that it changes our brain chemistry when we commit to appreciation. And when we appreciate our partner, it makes us feel secure with them and connected to them. And that's a precursor to being physically intimate.
You also say send one text a day of love. And you're
that's
not,
my favorite.
You're not talking
that.
About sexting. You're talking about
no.
connecting.
I love it.
Just one mm-hmm. sweet text. Do you know we send on average 32 texts a day?
Mm-hmm.
All of
really?
Us.
At least.
And
sure.
I'm saying just send one of them to your partner with something loving, like, you know, can't wait to debrief with you when the party's over. That's my very favorite thing. You know, I love going to parties with my husband, but my favorite part of the party is when we're driving home at night and we say, you know, what did you get out of it? Who'd you talk to? You know, let's hear the dirt. You know, I mean,
sure.
that to me feels so intimate.
I totally agree. And I love that. And also, there's something anticipatory about a text like that. You know, can't wait yeah. to have dinner with you. I love that advice, and we forget it so much. So that is fantastic advice,
and it's
Laura.
So easy, and all of these things don't take but less than a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And that sets the stage for us, you know, when we will have time again, when it isn't so busy and we can be together.
I love that. That's easy.
It's interesting what constitutes foreplay.
Ooh.
I think most guys
Good
are
point.
Totally oblivious to
Good
this.
Point. Yeah,
but it's the little things, not the big things mm-hmm. always, but it's the little gestures, right?
Yeah, think about if you sent a text to Lori, not you, Lori, his wife,
yeah.
Lori,
yeah.
that's a little awkward,
yeah.
and said, like, you know, you looked great going to work today, or, you know, you looked great right. in that outfit. Like a woman, you know, I mean, only a woman would think to send that text. Maybe a dude wouldn't. But if you did, she would be so glad to get a text like that.
Hmm.
I
yeah.
agree.
As opposed to, hey, what's for dinner?
Yeah, exactly.
Make me a sandwich.
Thank you.
I think all of us, you think, respond to thoughtfulness in our partner and connection. It's like middle of the day and we're doing our own thing, and then our partner's beautiful text comes in and says, I'm thinking of you. And it's just like, oh, you know, I was just going about my business and now yep. I feel connected to you.
I love that because I was about to send a text during the commercial to say, hey, how about pizza tonight? Because I'm thinking about dinner for the kids, you know, during the commercial break
right.
and him. But now I'm going to absolutely change that text during the next commercial break.
How about pizza and Netflix?
There you go.
How about, hey, you look hot. Make me a sandwich.
Stop it. Oh, he's still not getting it. Okay. Lori, I apologize. He is a terrible student.
I'm a slow learner. I'll get it eventually.
Paul, poor Lori. Poor
I know,
your Lori.
I know. She's a saint.
But you're wonderful. And thank you for these great pieces of advice. Just
yeah.
to recap, Lori says take one moment each day where you can take a deep breath and appreciate just being present with your partner. Number two, commit to appreciation. Maybe notice that they're helping the kids wrap presents and think how cute and hot that is. And then number three, send one text a day of love, which really should be something that we should do every day. Fantastic, Lori.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
Okay.
We look forward to these segments. We really do.
Me too.
Thank you.
You can hear Lori's podcast. You got it, love. You can hear Lori's podcast on foreplayradio.com. She's fantastic. I know you only get a little bit of her here on the show, but you can get more of Lori on her podcast.
I love it when you make sandwiches.
Okay, stop.
Specific sandwiches. I'm hungry, okay? I'm sorry.
You're poor.
I'm hungry.
I'm going to send Lori a loving text. I'm going to take your phone and send her something
yeah.
because the sandwiches is not going to get
you anywhere. Pastrami on rye.
Okay.
I love
Moving
you.
Moving on. 420. Do you have some weather therapy for us?
Just a little bit of therapy. I think you need a lot of therapy, but we only have time for a little Amen. Weather therapy next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.